is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what turned around things today in the cattle markets?
Well, I guess first we asked Leslie what took us to the downside yesterday, because we didn't really have any news yesterday to break the market the way we did. And today we didn't really have any news to bring it back up as we recovered at least half, if not more, of what we lost yesterday. We did have a little bit of cash cattle trade today at 160, but a very small amount of cattle. We did see box beef up $1.19 on choice and up a whopping $3.43 on the selects, but we had a small cattle kill of only 99,000 head. At the close today, February cattle were 57 cents higher, April live cattle up $1.90, March feeders $1.65 higher, May feeders up $1.27, and April lean hogs 22 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Corral your rankest nightmare or herd with the strongest fence ever built. Monster Fence from Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Designed for you, the cattle producer or sale barn operator. Never replace or repair another section of your fence or pins again. Monster Fence, a 20-foot pre-built continuous fence panel that only takes minutes to install. No more late-night calls that your fence is down. No more repairs in the blistering cold or heat of summer. Monster Fence, the strongest fencing period. Only available at Go Bob Pipe and Steel. And over the years, they've learned the best way to get people to try something new is to offer it cheap. So right now, get Monster Fence practically at cost. Check out Monster Fence right now online at GoBob.com. That's GoBob.com to see Monster Fence. Corral your rankest nightmare with Monster Fence and never repair or replace it again. Only at Go Bob Pipe and Steel.
Tom, what's causing weakness in the grain market?
Well, Leslie, it's kind of like the livestock markets. We didn't have a lot of news yesterday that really justified the big upside in the market. And today we didn't have news to really take us down either. I think we saw a turnaround type Tuesday trading on a Wednesday as this market actually just found no reason to keep going higher. It lacked the buyers and profit taking took over, pulling us to the downside, taking back more than we gained in the wheat and the corn markets and taking back a large amount of what we gained yesterday in the soybean market. Now, we did see on the close today the March KC wheat was down 14 and a quarter, July KC down 12 and three quarters, March Chicago wheat was down 7 cents. March corn closed down 5 and 3 quarters. The July corn was down 6 cents. March soybeans were down 12 cents. July soybeans were down 12 and 3 quarters. And for the second day in a row, the cotton market had big upside today, 93 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.